listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey, Lakey Show. Yeah.
It's Danny Lakey.
The animal was where? Oh, sorry. It was just my friend was telling me where the animal was. He said there was a cow. Got it on a water slide. I know, right? You'd have to double take. The animal was where? Was the question. I'm pretty sure that's a question. I think it's almost like a statement, but just the fact that you inflect the end prompts people to feel a little awkward and then have to answer the question. It's a new technique I'm trying out. Also, Phrase Tuesday, the final Phrase Tuesday of the year. Do not be confused and think this is the final week of the year in terms of show calendar. It is just merely a setup for next week's ultimate week of phrases. Classic knockout style tournament. Looking forward to that. Perfectly reasonable movie sequels. But first things first, this may be one of the greatest KFC stories I've ever seen.
Did someone say KFC?
Yes, I did. Tourist reveals hack to one of the best views of Egypt's Great Pyramids of Giza. Oh, you've got to go see the pyramids before you die. Or make sure you do. If it's the last thing you do, go to Giza and see the Great Pyramids. Oh, they're pyramids of greatness. An American tourist has gone viral on TikTok after she shared a ridiculous discovery she made at Egypt's Great Pyramids. Kimmy Connor. Oh, Kimmy Connor. A travel blogger who shares their travel hacks and globetrotting on social media took to TikTok to reveal she'd found the most ridiculous place you'll ever have KFC.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
Now, I'd heard whispers before that there are fast food restaurants very, very close proximity to the tourist sites of the ancient relics of the Egyptian pyramids. I always thought it was a bit of an old wives' tale, but can confirm there's a Pizza Hut and a KFC within mere metres of the entry to the pyramid site. The KFC restaurant sits just a few street backs from the entrance to the Great Pyramids in Giza, and after climbing a few dozen stairs, offers diners the chance to munch on their fried chicken on a sprawling rooftop. This is the audio.
Here is the view from the roof of the KFC. Sure, there's other rooftops around, but this one is completely empty, and you can have it all to yourself, just you and your zinger. Mmm, delicious.
Okay, I like everything apart from that last 1.5 seconds of audio, but yes, KFC. I'm not sure what's more impressive. The ancient structures built by the Egyptians or this beautiful balcony that lies before us built by the Colonel. It really is one of the great KFC setups. And I mean, pyramids and chicken. What more can you ask for, especially when you follow the Church of Chicken and pay homage to the great Colonel himself every 3 months as part of the radio show tradition? It's a reward for her. It's a reward for anyone visiting a foreign KFC too often. Squares and close-minded suit and tie wise guys would say, oh, no, I'm not going to go to KFC. I'm not going to go to McDonald's when we're overseas. No, no, we've got to experience another country's culture. Yeah, other countries can have KFC culture too. When you go to a different country's KFC, all of a sudden the menu changes. Things are different. Things take on a mind of their own. It's not the same stuff. You realize I'm not in Casablanca anymore. This menu is completely different depending on what country that you're in. And a 133353 tales from the overseas KFCs.
Did someone say KFC?
Unbelievable. When I went to the US back in 2012, I couldn't believe that when I went to pay my respects to the Colonel in New York City, you'd order a meal. It's pretty much the same-ish kind of menu as in Australia. You got your Zinger burgers and your hot and spicy originals, your fillets, your combos, etc. However, in the US, instead of fries, like thick-cut chips, wedges, and instead of a bread roll, a bloody scone.
The power of the Colonel compels you.
I can't believe it.
Danny, oh. You know what it is? They call them biscuits.
They do call them biscuits, yeah. It's a bit confused. I was there with my American friend. I was like, oh, that's cool. Do you guys, does the Colonel have a promotion going on or something? Has he switched up his fries and bread rolls for like a wedges and biscuits sort of situation? She goes, no, that's what it's always been.
Said, it blew me out the first time I had it as well because my best friend's Texan, Denise, and she's like, let's get biscuits and gravy. And I'm like, okay, what's that with hash browns?
Yeah, and part of me thinks, oh, disgusting. But then part of me, most of me, says, who would I be to question the Colonel?
The power of the Colonel compels you!
You're right, grey man, you've overruled me. 133353, any tales from overseas KFCs? In China, they got the shrimp burger. In Japan, they've got deep-fried corn soup at KFC, for goodness sake. Mitchell in Cronulla, hello.
How you going, Danny?
Good, thank you. You sound like a well-travelled man who appreciates the Colonel.
always got to appreciate the Colonel.
Yeah, the act of a closed-minded madman to think, oh, no, it's best we just go to the markets and experience the local street food. No, when you're in a different country, go to the KFC. It's different. Where did you go? What did you eat?
Canada. Nice. Popcorn chicken poutine.
Hello.
Did someone say KFC?
Yes, me and Mitchell both did. Poutine. So that's the, is that the melted cheese and the gravy?
Yeah, it's like the big cheese balls, gravy, some fries, bit of popcorn chicken. You can't go wrong.
It makes sense. I mean, they're renowned for all these things anyway. You may as well combine them all together. Beggars belief that it's not down here already. I know we're not big poutine eaters, but it sounds like a nice promotional item. The Colonel's probably...
Well, we should be.
We should be.
We should be.
It's obviously more filling than the popcorn chicken.
Definitely, definitely. And it's warm. It's warm and it's cold over there. It's good. Nice big steam hot bowl of poutine.
Oh, the power of the Colonel compels you!
Yes, good one, Mitchell. In Philippines, I can see here, there's a whole list of different like KFC promotional things in different countries. Philippines have the double down dog.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
It's a chicken fillet folded in the shape of a soft taco with a sausage inside.
That is sensational.
For goodness sake. I never wanted to go to the Philippines until now.
Danny, that gives a whole new meaning to the Dagwood dog.
All of a sudden, I've got two reasons to go. Sex tourism and the double down dog. James in New South Wales. Hello.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
Getting real hopped up on KFC in the Philippines. Probably too hopped up. Where'd you go? What'd you eat?
South Korea. I've seen that. The only thing that's missing from KFC around the world, what is it? You got to drink Pepsi, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. It's not your Coca-Cola games. It's your puffs.
South Korea, you can have KFC with Coca-Cola. It's amazing.
Did someone say KFC?
Wow. Some sort of crazy trademark licensing deal. It's flipped everything on its head. So, obviously, with Coke, then follows your Diet Coke. Is it a Fanta or a Sprite-based game instead of your Mountain Dews and your Sunkist?
Like a Coke Zero, something like that,
wow.
I think.
Wow, unbelievable. It flipped it on its head.
I was in Korea for 4 days. I had KFC 3 times.
Yeah, and the country thanks you. We thank you back here.
Did someone say KFC?
The Colonel thanks you.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
And something tells me, James, when it's all said and done, you'll be at the pearly white chicken drumstick gates. And people remember this kind of stuff. Daniel in Tarmor, hello.
Hey, Danny, how you going, mate?
Good, thanks. You been to an overseas KFC?
I have. I was trying to ring you a couple of weeks ago about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, let us know now. Now's your time.
I went on my first overseas jaunt. I get to Kuala Lumpur Airport. First thing, I went and had a Winnie Red, then I come back in because the bloody heat nearly killed me.
Sure.
And that KFC over there, they have a chicken burger and they put egg on it. It was the best thing I've ever had in my life. Oh,
God. The power of the Colonel compels you!
No, nothing goes to waste in Malaysia. That's what I love about them. I mean, all the chicken that never hatched. Yep, let's just throw that all over the top of it as well. Chicken and egg. Unbelievable. I wonder what they put on first.
It's time for more perfectly reasonable movie sequels. The creators of Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, bring you Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Breast.
Arr, this meal be perfect on ye seven seas. Very tasty, lean, yet tender and fatty. Just chicken breast, you say, young sparrow?
Yep, definitely just chicken breast, sir.
Where's that young stowaway? He needs to try a bit of this.
No, don't worry about him, sir.
The creators of I, Tonya, bring you I, Sonya.
Oh, Sonya, your sister is just truly amazing.
Yep, she is.
I mean, what she achieved in ice skating, just remarkable.
Yep.
And despite all her setbacks...
Yes.
She's just such an inspiration.
Yeah.
And what is it that you do?
I'm just an accountant at H&R Block.
Right. Well, tell your sister I said hi.
Yep, okay.
And the creators of Beer Fest bring you... Beer test.
Right, here we go. Three mystery beers. Blindfold on and show us what you got.
Whoa. Heineken.
Yes.
Asahi.
Yes.
Amstel. Jokes. Carlsberg. 3 for 3.
Phrase impress. Bless me with your phrases.
Full as a fairy's phone book, for God's sake.
Never have the stakes been higher for Phrase Tuesday. Not only is it the last opportunity to get your phrase in the top 32 of the new updated dossier, it's also the Queensland Phrases Last Chance Saloon. There will be no more opportunities after tonight to get your phrase potentially in the top 32. Next week, all 32 phrases will compete in an elimination-style knockout tournament of the Phrase Cup, crowning, by the end of the week, Australia's favourite phrase. As we go to a couple of calls, we just had to double check that we've got the creme de la creme of phrase qualifier. This is the qualifying rounds at the moment. A few wild cards will sneak into the main draw at the expense of others.
Listen, Danny, I think we've got the best of the best, and I'm looking forward to Queensland's phrases as well. I think they're going to be incredible. Just remember, like, we've had quite a few of the same ones over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please. If I hear one more one-armed bricklayer in Baghdad.
What a phrase!
The tournament may be cancelled. Let's go to Toddy in Bentley. Good evening to you.
There you go, mate.
Yeah, good, thank you. You got a fresh phrase. What is it?
She's got a face like a bucket full of mashed crab.
Or he.
What a phrase!
Or they. So, face, great one. We've got a lot of face phrases in there already. Face like a bulldog chewing on a wasp. We've been through that. What else is there? You know, you've got a head like a painter's radio. That's in a similar ballpark. Look, as tournament director, as the Craig Tilley of the Phrase Cup next week, if I allow this phrase in, the face like a bucket full of smashed crabs, all of a sudden, face like a bulldog chewing on a wasp is eliminated from the competition and will not be able to enter next week. Does it sit right in my phrasey waters? Even though I don't think this phrase is more superior than the wasp stuff, I'm going to have to make a tough call tonight. I'm sorry, it's not in the top 32. Not in the top 32.
Blakey, he's such a disappointment.
Right? This is the thing. The integrity of the tournament, it would have made top 40, there's no doubt about it, but I would not put it in the top 32. It does not sit right with me that the face like a bulldog chewing on a wasp would be eliminated after the face full of bucket full of smashed crabs. Thank you. Lucky loser is all we can hope for. Toddy, for you. Maybe one of the phrases will pull out with an injury next week. Julia in Kilmore. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Danny?
Good, thank you. It does not bring me any joy to not allow phrases into the top 32 dossier. This is the business that we're in tonight. It's going to have to be a bloody good phrase to get into the final 32 for next week's tournament. What do you have?
Higher than a hippie at Woodstock.
Ooh. What a phrase!
We like that. I don't think we've got any higher than a phrases in there. Hippies at Woodstock, they were very high. A vicious cocktail of marijuana, psychedelic drugs, etc. You got your LSDs, your psilocybins, your DMTs, maybe your salvias. I'm not sure if ayahuasca was probably that mainstream back then in the 60s in the States. But, I mean, it's fun to chat psychedelics nonetheless.
No doubt.
Too rare on commercial radio these days. Is it as good as up and down like a fiddler's elbow? Yeah, probably. Better than he went off quicker than a bride's 90. Don't think so. It's at number 15. But guess what? It actually doesn't matter. You're in the top 32.
What a phrase!
Going to put that in there. Number 15, Julia in Kilmore. Thank you very much. Jason in Earlwood. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. What is the phrase? You're looking to get into the top 32. And by the way, that means you've got a face like a bulldog chewing on a wasp is now out of the main draw. Unfortunate.
What a shame.
What a shame. What's your phrase?
My phrase is courtesy of my little sister. It's busier than a one-armed paperboy.
Oh.
What a phrase.
You scared me for a second there. I thought we were going down Baghdad bricklaying territory, but the one-armed paperboy, good. Good old-fashioned clean fun. And I like this because we have had a couple of one-armed things. Usually it's a bit on the nose. Busier than a one-armed wallpaper hanger with crabs. That's fun. I don't think the bricklaying Baghdad guy is in it anymore, which is probably for the best anyway. I think Baghdad is slowly rebuilding anyway. Probably not too much. I think unemployment rates for Baghdadi and bricklayers are actually through the roof at the moment. So that's probably time it's not in there. Is it in the best 32? I think so. Good old fashioned, clean, one-armed paperboy stuff. Just a young guy trying to make a wage with one arm.
But Lakey, you've got to say, props to Jason because he's working with his sister on this. I mean, that's brotherly love right there.
Do love a collab. Maybe also in the doubles tournament as well.
What a phrase!
I think it's better than colder than a penguin's bum. Is it as good as full as a fat lady's sock? Just slightly. Not as good as fuller than a bishop's ball bag, though. At the moment, it puts you at number 29. You may be in danger with the Queensland Phrase Last Chance Saloon a little bit later on in the night. But for now, it's in there. It's in the phrase. Top 32. One more right now before, in another hour's time, Queensland Fraser's last chance saloon. How confusing for the average listener. Gary in South Morang, hello.
Yeah, g'day. Lakey, how are you, mate?
Good. I will not be swooned. I will remain unbiased. What is the phrase?
I'm as crook as a budgie with club feet.
What a phrase.
Well, it's definitely going in. Definitely going into the main draw. I'm probably going to put it top 10 tonight. Like, good seeding. Seeding will mean nothing next week, but it is in there. As crook as a budgie with club feet. It's in the main draw. Danny Lakey on Triple M. Cow escapes slaughterhouse and takes water slide to freedom. Nice cow. Nice cow. The cow has reportedly escaped a slaughterhouse in Brazil and managed to make it into a neighbouring water park. The cow, who was destined to be killed to have its meat harvested for consumption at a cattle ranch, managed to break free and it wandered around until it found the Indaya Club de Campo. Oh, the ICDC, one of the great clubs. It climbed some stairs until it found itself at the top of a water slide. We've got a curious cow. Thankfully, this all occurred when there weren't loads of people around, so the animal didn't get too spooked, and it approached the slide with caution. It then slowly made its way down the twisting blue amusement park slide. The water had been turned off, so the slide wasn't slippery. Oh, that's good for the cow. Shit for the viewers, though. Video footage from the Indaya Club de Campo shows a man rope the cow and encourage it into the pool before it was rescued and brought out of the water. Sounds like the cow had most things covered. Sounds like one of the smartest cows getting around. Quite the sight, though, to see it online. I think we've got a little clip on the Danny Lakey Show Instagram as well. Cows in weird places. Very, I mean, you drive past like a farm or something, some acreage, see a couple of cows. Yeah, old news. Oh, look at the cows, kids. Yeah, we've seen that before, Dad. Next. New amusements, please. You see a cow. I hate to bring up the word abattoir, but you see a cow at an abattoir. You'd be like, yeah, all right. Yeah, fair enough. See the cow in the back of a truck. Yeah, seen it before. These are all places that cows are. When you see a cow out of place, cow at a water park, all of a sudden it takes on a different beast. All of a sudden, what? What's going on? The animal was where? It's doing what? To see a cow on its four trotters, on its milky hoofs, with his udders just dragging down this water slide is a sight to behold. I remember I went to India a couple of years ago. Yeah, I travel. Saw this cow on the beach. In fact, three cows on the beach. In fact, I know that photo is up on the Danny Lakey Show Instagram right now. So bizarre. I'd seen cows before. I'd been to the beach before. You combine the two together, all of a sudden it's just a different thing. 133353. The animal was where? Where was the animal? 133353. Cast a wide net, hopefully get a wide response. The animal was where? So when you see a documentary, like some people in America, they've got those crazy exotic pets, just some sad old lady in her 60s who's got a pet hippo in the front room. It's weird. I'm not saying I agree with it, but it's a bizarre sight. A cat in the house is bizarre when it's not your own cat. A normal cat's fine. If you see a cat sort of rolling around your backyard, you're like, oh, that's interesting. Probably a cat around here somewhere. A cat probably lives in one of these houses. If the cat's all of a sudden in your house, it just takes on a whole nother meaning. Jesus Christ, cat. 133353, where was the animal? The animal was where? A lamb on a tram? A goat on a boat? A mouse in a house? That's the scariest thing about mice. Like, I moved out of a place because there was a mouse in my house. And people are like, oh, what, you're scared of mice? I was like, no, if a mouse sort of ran across the road in front of me, I wouldn't care because that's where I'm expecting the mouse to be. But a mouse in a house, all of a sudden, it's different. It's out of context. Out of context mouse, the scariest of all mice. Where was the snake? Where was the frog on the dunny, perhaps? The weird, the wonderful, the scary. The animals where? Jeff in the Blue Mountains. Good evening to you.
Yeah, how you going,
Good evening. The animal was where?
I was just wandering down the main street of Lurie. It was a couple of months ago now.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a pet pig on a lead.
I mean, the animal was doing what? Wow. So someone's treating their pig like it's a dog, yeah?
Yeah, well, maybe it's getting fat for Christmas. Who knows?
How big was the pig? Was it in its infantile stage? Was this a piglet?
It was a little piglet, so it'd be probably couple of months old now, so probably ideal for Christmas.
Well, I like that. Yeah, absolutely. A teacup pig, it's a real head turner as well. I mean, it's much like a lot of guys will just buy a dog simply to get noticed in the streets and an excuse to talk to people. I'd imagine a small pig on a lead would probably get a similar reaction, if not more.
Everyone was looking at it.
Well, you want to make sure it's just in the piglet. So you don't want to be walking a big sow. You wouldn't walk a big sow down the streets of Lure, but I think play ball. Curious pig, sniffing around for truffles. Treat itself down at the local strip. The chemistry with me and Jeff is insatiable. James in Montrose, hello.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Where was the animal?
The chicken in our bathtub.
Well, hang on. The animal was where?
It was in our bathtub. we have chickens, so it was ill, so we sort of got it sort of in our bathtub for a little while under medical sort of supervision, and then after a while it worked out how to go through the dog door, and it just kept hopping back in the bathtub and used to sleep there. It slept there for years.
Yeah, you give a chicken a taste of the tub life. It's hard to change its mind after that. Good. I mean, crazy, and I mean, it makes a bit more sense that you've got chickens. Top echelon, if all the, you're like, I don't know where the chicken came from. We just came home one day, was enjoying itself in the tub. But the second best thing, good. Thanks, James. Chris in Deer Park. Good evening.
Hey, mate.
Hey, where was the animal?
It was in a harbour out of the Chatham Islands.
What was the animal?
Outside of New Zealand.
What was the animal?
It was a sheep.
It's the coldest drink in the fridge.
Sorry, just break you up a bit. The animal was where?
It's about 300 metres out in the harbour.
What, in the water?
Yeah, just going for a swim.
Sheep in the harbour. Great.
I ended up telling the fisheries officer, and he went out there with the fisherman.
You've got to contact the fishers. Absolutely. It's like the old phrase goes, a sheep in the harbour is safer. That's not what sheeps are built for. Oh, good sheep, though. Daddy Lakey. Triple M.